which I want to review in order to get into this again. What constitutes really muktzah? Something which you're not allowed to carry out Shabbos. Obviously, something which constitutes muktzah is something which was designated for usur purpose, bein hashmashos, right? For instance, something a candle which you lit right before Shabbos and are using on Shabbos, right? The question is it anything you lit or only a designated object? And the mashal I gave last night, which still holds true tonight, believe it or not, is whether a candlestick versus a potato, right? If you use a candlestick to light candles, that of course is designated constantly for the purpose of lighting candles. If you use a potato, it's just a one-time job, right? Or it's obviously just a makeshift thing. So there are two opinions here. One opinion holds that only a kli hamiyuchad is also is muktzah, and then when the candle burns out, you may not move it on Shabbos. But a potato, you would be allowed to move once the potato burned out, right? Because now it's no longer has that yichud, refers back to being a potato, right? Whereas the other opinion holds, no, once you designate even a potato to be a candlestick, so even once the candle burns out, you may not use that potato on Shabbos, nor move it, okay? So that's kol hamiyuchad, which means it's consistently and always designated for this purpose, versus kol sheyichdo, anything which you right now designated for that purpose, situationally speaking. Okay? So that's the machlokes we're dealing with. Now we're on the second to last line, the last one in the line. Mas nisim pliga, the following Bryce, I believe it is, argues Amanda Mar, now there's a typo here, it should be Amanda Mar kol sheyichdo le'isur osur. Should be kol sheyichdo instead of kol amyuchad. And the following statement we're going to make argues on the kuspara which holds that even a potato is osur. How so? The tzina we learned, ha'emet shalpi achodis. You have a stone on top of a barrel. Matal tzina, you turn the barrel on its side, vinofelis, and the stone falls off. So, hey, wait a minute. The we're assuming that you designated the barrel to be a basis, a base for the stone. Yet nonetheless, you're allowed to toss the stone off and move the barrel. So it clearly indicates that the barrel, once the stone is off, reverts back to a barrel. So the potato should revert back to a potato. So it's a kasha, and the opinion which holds a koshi yichto is osur. Then anything which is even ad hoc designated is considered to be designated. Rabbi Bobashir Rambachia Barashi Pasalah Rav Bishocheyach. He explained that it's talking about where you forgot. In other words, you forgot the stone on top. And this is in fact the halacha. Basis only becomes a basis ledavar osur if you intentionally left a permukta object on top of the basis. But if you forgot it up there, it doesn't become a basis. So that's not even considered to be yichud, right? Even the pin which holds kol sheyichdo, anything which you designate even ad hoc, requires some form of designation, not that you forgot it here. So since here was an episode of forgetfulness, that's why it's not a problem to knock it off on Shabbos and move the barrel.
Could they have given the excuse that there was something inside the barrel, like food or drink?
They could have. I don't know why they didn't. They could have said something like that. More later on, fact, will say something similar, but the Gemara here does not bring that in.
What is the more fundamental principle that they're making by saying that they forgot?
Right. The right. Okay. Well, mean the basra, obviously, they're right. The Gemara is giving a stronger answer. That's true. Well, mean the basra. Let me bring you proof to the end of the brisa. The end of the brisa said, Hoysa ben achavios, the thing's actually mentioned later on. Hoysa ben achavios, if it was a barrel among barrels, magbiha. You can pick it up and turn on its side and it'll fall. So is that talking also about forgetting? Says more, yes. That also says about we forgot it. So there's no proof from that. Masnisa plegal, now it's bringing Kashi in the other direction. The following Brisa argues, again, I don't know, I think it's a Mishnah. The following Mishnah argues on the opinion which holds Mandamar Kolam Yuchad Le'isur Osur. It argues on the Svara, which holds that only if it's consistently designated for that purpose does it become Muktzah. The Tzina, what do we learn? Koifin Salif Ne'af Roichim, you turn or you can turn over a basket in front of chicks. Shiyalu v'shiyerdu, that they may go up and down. Now, it says there, Vitani Allah, concerning this, it says in the Braisa, Olu me'alein, Osu l'taltulon. If the chicks went up on their own, and started using this basket, you're not allowed to move the basket. Why not? This is surely not something which is constantly used by chicks. So it's certainly not something constantly used by chicks. It only could fall under the rubric of prohibition if it's something which is kol she yichto aser, even ad hoc designation. So how could this be aser according to the opinion which holds that's only something which is miyuchad, which is consistently constantly designated for that purpose, is aser? So Rabbun Bar Chiya, Kumi Rabbi Zira, Tipater explained is talking about bimbos. It's talking about where the vessel is repugnant. And that's a different kind of mukta. What kind of mukta is that? Mukta machmas meals. What?
Only according.
Why only according to Rabbi Yehuda?
He
also holds mukta machmas meals. Shimon also holds mukta machmas meals. The only one he doesn't hold the mukta machmas isser, but mukta machmas meals he also. We're going to have that explicitly. It's coming up. Okay. Says more amalei. So he said to Vatani, Rabbi Yehoshua, wait a minute. Then Rabbi Yehoshua say, even a seah or a tirkov, a smaller vessel, is also not movable. Once the chicks start using it. So it says Mar Yisroch Lamei must have a tirkov musinein. So it's either a question which is not answered or a response. I don't know which one, but either he's answering no. This story about a smaller vessel which also got repugnant, or it's a continuation of the question, and the continuation is Yisroch Lamei must have a tirkov musinein. Can you say that the smaller vessels are repugnant? But in any event, the answer is probably yes that they are. And therefore, they too cannot be moved. Again, because it's a different kind of mukta, not mukta machmas iser, not because they're designated for an usur purpose, or rather because they become repugnant. Rav Yirmiyahu b'shem Rav said, Halacha k'Rabbi Meir. Look, Rabbi Meir, which is in fact the way we paskin, is that once a candlestick is lit on Erev Shabbos, that's it for the rest of Shabbos, for the duration remains usur. Shmuel Amar Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel says, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, that it does not remain usur. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, that Rabbi Shimon, that long is like Rabbi Shimon. I forgot what the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is in this case. I know all of Rabbi Yehuda holds mukta and Rabbi Shimon doesn't. But there's also a difference here. You're right. Yeah, I know you're right. I see it. Rabbi Yehuda says here that mukta machmas meals, that the candle thing is later on, it doesn't seem that way. Okay, I take it back. I can see you totally. I throw in the towel. You're right. Rabbi Shimon is the one who holds that. I just looked ahead. That was my mistake. Okay, sorry. Rabbi Shimon says that mukta, there isn't mukta. What? Yeah. Rabbi Shimon says there's no mukta machmas meals. Rabbi holds that there is. So that's the gradations. Rabbi Meir holds once the candlestick is lit, that's it. Can't move for Esher Shabbos no matter what. Rabbi Yehuda holds that once the candlestick goes out, you could theoretically move it unless it's repugnant. Right, unless it's made out of pottery, generally speaking, it's considered to be repugnant because it gets oily and ucky. And Rabbi Shimon holds that even if it gets repugnant, you're still allowed to move it. So those are the three great gradations. Okay. Says the Gemara, Bon Kumi Rabbi Shimon Levi. I'm sorry, Bon Kumi Rabbi Yochanan. Went back one. Bon Rabbi Yochanan Atmat Omar. What do you say? How do you paskin? Amar Lon, so he said to him, Ani Ein Li Ein La Mishnah. I only have a Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Kol haneres betalti chutz min haner delik b'Shabbos. You carry any candle except for a candle which was lit on Shabbos. It's like Rabbi Meir, once it was lit, that's it. It's forbidden for the rest of Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Lokish, hore ba'out artar bulis, some city. Menorah kitana mutzah letautula. It was a small candlestick you're allowed to carry. Now, this is a different kind of mukta. It's not the same mukta. It's different mukta machmas ches from Kisir. They're saying menorah ketana you're allowed to carry. Why is that? Because it's cheap. So it's cheap. You're not koveh for it a place. You don't designate a specific place for it. But a menorah gedoyla, a fancy leichter, they're not allowed to carry on Shabbos because the mukta machmas ches from Kis. Okay? Rabbi Chaim and Rabbi Vo had a machlokas about this. Or rather, they didn't argue about it directly, but Kulei Rabbi Chelbo lo ma'abin. In Rabbi Chelbo's house, they wouldn't move the small menorah. Kulei Rabbi Avo ma'abin. In Rabbi Avo's house, they wouldn't move it. Rabbi Yasso, Salad Gabi Rabbi Tanchum Barachia. Rabbi Yasso went in front of Rabbi Tanchum Barachia. Boy, ma'aver tekam, and he wanted to move menorah in front of him. Omar lei. So Rabbi Tanchum said to him, Bit for Nenu. You're going to move a menorah, a small menorah in front of us? We don't hold its mutter, we hold its osur, right? Rabbi Yossi Glila, Salah Kumi Rabbi Yossi Ben Chanina, Ba Marvte. Similarly, Rabbi Yossi went in front of Rabbi Yossi Ben Chanina and wanted to move the menorah. Amalisa said, Manchar Allah, who permitted it for you? You're not allowed to move it in front of us. Ashkeche Rav Rabbi Yechanan. Ashkechas, we find. Rav Rabbi Yechanan, Ilein de Asri, are those who ask are moving the small menorah. Chado, that's one opinion. Rabbi Shulman Levi Shimon Lokish, Ilein de Shari, they're the ones who are matir. Chado, that's the other opinion. Rabbi Lezer Ben Chanina told over, Maisa Hoya, there was a certain Maisa, the Tiltlu Pumet. The truth is, that's really the end of the sugya. There's a new sugya. Lezer Chanina told over in Namaisa. Okay, we didn't come to any resolution what the status of menorah ketana is. Nowadays, of course, we would regard it as a klisha malachdul is, or not as mukta malachmas chesunkis. Mukta malachmas would be only silver, something or gold, but something expensive, something cheap would only be a klisha malachdul is, and you'd be allowed to move it. Like if you had a cheap candlestick, you're allowed to move it to crack nuts on Shabbos or something like that.
So,
if you
learn from this, is that
if you didn't light it at that Shabbos.
When
you're
in someone's house, you honor
their shita. Right. Okay. So says Marman and Kiyami, what are we... Oh, sorry. Lezer Echina said, Maisel of a tiltlu pumet mitachas and erba Shabbos. Sort of Maisel which happened where they moved a candlestick from under the candle. Now, this is... you have to be aware, we're talking about oil candles. So actually, on top of the candlestick, there was another container which held the oil. Okay, that's critical. So what are we talking about? Manakim, Ikrai Meir, if we're talking about right, Meir, who says once you lit it, it's Osir, Afilu Pumid Ye Osir. Even the candlestick should be Mutzer to Osir to move. Ikrai Bishimen, it's going like Rabbi Shimon, who holds there is no Mukta Machmas Mius. Right? So Afilu in there, Ye Mutzer. Even the candle should be permissible, right? Even the actual container which holds the oil should be permissible. Elokeinu Kemen, what are we talking about? We're talking about Rabbi Yehuda. Like Rabbi Yehuda. To Rabbi Yehuda, do Amar Ner Mos. Rabbi Yehuda says that the candle is repugnant. There we can move in. Pomot Eino Mos. The candlestick is not Mos. Now this is a Yisoid which we're going to see again more explicitly in Daf Chof Zayin. The Gilui Nashas brings it down here. I don't know if the Babli has this Yisod. I don't think it does. There's no Basis L'Davar Aser by Davar Mos. If you put in this case over here, you put a barrel, let's say, under a very repugnant thing, right? Which is mukta in of itself, because we hold the concept mukta machmas mius. The barrel does not become a basis. A basis davros is only to another kind of mukta, not the mukta machmas mius. And therefore, you're allowed to move the barrel, which is underneath the repugnant thing, okay? Or here in this case, the candlestick, which is underneath the repugnant container for the candle. Okay, and as I said, it's in the Gilui Nashas here, but it's going to be almost explicit, if not explicit, later on.
Now, in order to move that barrel, you have to pick up the thumb would be more
right? Well, or else you go shouldn't care. Yeah, or tilt me outside, you know, push it off or something like that. The thing is, Tani Nershu Munach Agabe Tavlo, along those lines, if you have a candle top of a tray, Messiah is the tablet of Aner Neufel, you can move the tablet and the candle will fall. Now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, "Karvu lovely day chiv chatas vidus." When the candle is lit, then you might be chayv a chatas. Might start a fire, right? With fun of why? Because if it falls towards the wick, right? How mishum mavir? So then it's you're creating greater fire. Lach, if it falls away from the wick, mishum chabe, then you are diminishing the fire. Shmuel Bar Abba, Kumi Rabbi said, "Kumi Rabbi Yasi, obviously be kava." Of course. When can you knock it off? Only when it's extinguished. Armalay, so Rabbi Yochanan said, oh, tenuach daitcha. May you have tranquility of mind, which is similar to Yashar Koyach. I appreciate you explaining to me that it's talking about specifically in a case where the candle was already extinguished. Mana Kayami says the Gemara, what are we talking about? Ink Rabbi Meir, again, the same question. If it's like a mayor, if you tablet the Asura, even the tablet should be buses ladavar also, shouldn't be allowed to move it. It's a basis for a forbidden thing. Even the candle associate mutter because it's he doesn't hold the mukta machmas meals. Elokan Rabbi Yehuda, rather it's going to Rabbi Yehuda. Same thing we said before. The Rabbi Yehuda, my near most the candle is repugnant. Tavlo ena musa. The tablet is not repugnant and therefore it's mutter to move. It's not a boss. It's a davros. Tani, we learned. Im hitno alav yeh mutter. Now, this is talking about the candlestick itself, right? And it's talking about the Mashpiach explains, it's talking about what if, we're talking about the candle. The candle is repugnant. Says the Gemara, Grace of Chiddush, this price is a very big Chiddush, that by Mukta Machmas Mius, you can make a Tanai. And say, I'm making a Tanai, a condition that I should be able to move this Mukta. Says the Gemara, what's going on here? Mana Kremi, what are we talking about? In Crimea, if I made like Crimea, it's an absolute category of mukta. Feel he no love ye also. He made it tonight should be also. In Crab Shimon, if it's like Crab Shimon, I feel loyd no love ye mutter. If he didn't make it tonight, it's permissible, right? So it says my Kenu Kemi, what we talk about, Crabuda Drabido Mayor Nermos. Rabida says there is a concept of mukta machmas mules. Truth is like Rabbi Meir, it's the reason why it's awesome for sure, even without it tonight, is not because it's mukta machmas mules, because that's exactly the issue. Perhaps by mukta machmas mules, we're saying a tonight does work. Rather, Rabbi Meir is asking because they're talking about a candle which was lit on Erev Shabbos, right? So that's why he says it's absolutely forbidden to move it even if you made a condition, because the condition doesn't work on a candle which you lit from before Shabbos. So
I don't understand. What's the tonight that it's making?
To me, it's not most.
You can say that?
Right. You can make the declaration. That's the Chiddush here. It's a very big Chiddush, but that's the Chiddush. Obviously, it's the Rabbanon, so he holds we can make such conditions. Again, Elkeinu Kemekrei B'yudah Rabbido Mer Ner Mos. Now, the other Gemara throws in, but it's Mashpiach takes it out because it's really not relevant here. Tavleinu Musa, the tablet is not Mos, right? It's obviously referring back to previous, so it's out of place. Ma'achamis Meimer.
It's totally out of left field, and yeah. I know it doesn't make sense. But for some reason, there seems to be the working of Tanai, Shalom, for example, Meiser Shani.
Yeah.
It's totally out of left field. Really out of left field. I understand.
Nonetheless, you're about to impress us. Go ahead. Yes.
Meiser Shani, we learned that you can make a Tanai and that the walls of Yerushalayim are not kotels, do not gather in the Meiser Shani. If you make your own Tanai.
Okay.
Well, it seems like for some reason. The use of a Tanai seems very acceptable.
That's a very good point. I mean, you'll need more examples. Perhaps we will see tonight. Right. That's an interesting point to make, that Tanai gives you much more flexibility, the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, even in areas where we don't normally expect to find it. That may be. Okay, that's an interesting point. We'll have to see if that follows through. So, says the Gemara, so what do you want to say? It's we're like Rabbi Yehuda, and here the Gemara just goes completely awry. We're going to learn now a segment which has nothing to do with our sugya. We don't know how plop down here. We'll come back to our sugya momentarily. It's like a break for station identification here. Okay, word from our sponsors actually. All right, now, so therefore the Mashbiach changes the next word. Everybody changes really. It shouldn't be ditani. It should be tani. Again, this is totally out of left field, nothing to do with what we just learned. Tani, ner shu munach achorei adelos. If you have a candle right behind your door, poseach v'noah b'shabbos, you're allowed to open and close on Shabbos. Hi, when you open and close it, a gush of wind might come in, a burst of wind might come in, and make it flare up. Uvach leiskavin lo chabos lo lavi, as long as your intent is not to make it go up or down, it's a dover shenem iskavin, it's mutter, okay? Now, maybe this is another one of those proof. We still haven't seen any definite proof yet, but maybe we can say here that the Ushami doesn't know psik ratio is also. But truth is, it's not a psik ratio, so I don't know. It's not. This is our heter for refrigerators, right? Because it's not a psik ratio, it's going to happen. So I don't think this is a proof of anything. Rav Shmuel, however, they said Patchle b'shocheach. They said where you forgot. So you put the candle there, not intentionally, then you're allowed to open and close the door. But they cursed people who did so intentionally. They said, Yichras Hashem li'ish, asher yasena ervoina. May God wipe out such a person, cut off such a person who does such despicable acts like Aaron Oina. And Aaron Oina were the two sons of Yehuda who sinned. Here it's a different kind of sin, but they use that pasuk. What? Yeah, it's a very strong, but it's like Purim together is Chelu Nochosh, though, right? Some of you, punishment beyond proportions. Now, oh, that's good. That's not bad. Yeah, that's so. This Tani should be on top. That's very good. Nobody else says that, but you're right. It definitely should be on top. This Tani is the reason why you get similar to the previous Gemara. Very good. A plus. Okay? So says Gemara, now we get back to the sugya which we were in before. Mani Slay, I mean, this is obviously, you know, there's a sefer, there's a Kabbalistic sefer called Raziel HaMalach. So Raziel HaMalach is, there's some people keeping their cars for good luck. So the Raziel HaMalach is a totally, what? Have in your house? It's out of character. So,
you're right.
So it's on a dashboard, like the Chitas by the Lubavitchers. So it's totally unintelligible. So Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan writes, the reason why that's true is because at the printer, when it was first printed, the galleys fell on the floor. And they're gathered up out of order. Now, they proofread it afterwards, but the proofreader, he didn't know any Kabbalah, so he just checked for typos. He didn't check for any constructs. So therefore, the sefer is totally out of order, even though every word is accurate. So the same thing applies here, obviously, this page of Yerushalmi. Somebody threw up the pages and page, and it came down, and things got put on the page as they came down. Okay, says the Gemara, getting back to the previous sugya, Man Islay Kolam Yuchad Le'Isser Os, or who's the one who says anything which is designated for the prohibited purpose is forbidden? Lo Rabbi Meir, is it not Rabbi Meir? So that's the case. He can't be the one who's the Tana here. Have a man Tana who permitted you to make a Tanai. Have a man Tana, he's not a lot Mutter. Who's the one who says you make a dish? It's Mutter. Rabbi Shimon, typo. It's Rabbi Yehuda. It's supposed to be Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? That's Rabbi Yehuda's the one who made it because Rabbi Shimon knows you don't need a condition. Avo, however, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees. Perhaps even Rabbi Shimon agrees. Avokos v'karav ashoshis. If you have a cup, not a candlestick and not a potato, if you have a cup or a saucer or a ashoshis is also some sort of container, a big cup, a lamp, even though they got extinguished, you're not allowed to use them. Why is that? Rabbi Tavi said, Rabbi Shimon, even like Rabbi Shimon who doesn't know the muktzah machmas mius, by these things, which are not most, the old are not allowed to use them even after they go out. Why is that? To Amar, Taman Motu, even they said by Muktzah Machmis, it's okay. Ha, Moide Hu Achashu Asir, it concedes when it's Asir. Shim Oimrat Lo Shu Mutter, if you're going to tell them it's Mutter to use these, Afu Mechabe Oson Mishtamish Baon, the phrase is going to extinguish the candle early. I'm not making this up, it's what it says here. He's going to extinguish the candle and use the vessel.
Because these are other objects that you could use for.
Right, they have dual use. Right.
Candlestick holder, you just use
right,
for a candlestick.
Right. So that would be okay, but not over here because they're dual use, we're afraid you're going to extinguish.
I think Ashoshis is a lamp.
Yeah, he says lamp, which is a lantern. Yeah. Okay, says we're Amar Rabbi Mona because Meisav and Sovereign. Originally, I thought, or we thought, Meimar to say Ma Pligun when they argue, Bo So Shekava, when they argue by candle which got extinguished, in the case Bishagoru Achbarim Esapsil where the mice remove the wick. Or the Mashbiach saying change next word to Afusa, where the wick has been totally burnt down, like Ephes, you know, burnt down to nothing. Because the wick is Mukta, right? So when could you move the candle? Only if the wick is gone somehow, right? Or even where the mites did not move the wick, or the wick did not get eliminated. But besides the wick, there's also oil, because then there's a dover hamutter and a dover osur, right? The dover osur is the wick. The dover hamutter, the permitted substance, is the oil. However, tamatina, we learned over there, noita lo adam es beno, a person can carry his son, v'evim b'yodo, even if he's holding onto a stone. The kalkola or a basket, and there's a stick, in, a stone in there. The tiny, the base Rebbe, and we learned in the house of Rebbe. However, by ochim besocha, he who said that you need besides the stone also food in the basket. That's the busted of rasa ramuter. Lo havin omrin klum. They didn't say anything. I mean, it's not correct. Even if there's nothing else in the basket besides the stone, you'd still carry the basket. So, Sharei, what's the proof of that? Sharei Rabbi Rumnus. Rabbi Rumnus was one of the foremost students of Ritzel, it's one of Yerushalmi in Zeroyim. Rabbi Rumnus is one of the foremost students of Rabbi Ranasi. He had two major students who don't appear ever in the Bavli, Rabbi Rumnus and Rabbi Afas. I think they appear once in the Bavli, I forget though which Mizrachim. So Rabbi Rumnus, they were his great students. So Rabbi Rumnus, Hoti Machto Michel Base Rabbi, he once took a shovel out of the house of Rabbi, Malei Gechol Mishabes, all he had was hot coals. Nothing mutter in it. So we see that there's no buses, the Dover Osur in essence, right? Even if the only thing left in there is three, you can still move it. So, Islach Lemeimar Gabi Gecholei Mafus Ozein. Can you say by... can you say by Gecholei Mafus Ozein? And next one, what's the next word that looks like? Elo. Oh, it says Mashbiach, it's not Elo. It's in Yerushalmi, Elo can mean... Oh, low. Right? Like we had, what's the word? The law is da ella, right? So here's the opposite. Ella is oh, low. Oh, low, sheesh, besocho, shemen. So, in other words, the coals don't fall into either of the categories. They're not afusos. There obviously is still wick there, which is the coal. And they're not a case where it's a bus of stuff Ross of Ramuter, because there's nothing equivalent to the oil in the coal shovel. So it must be that you don't need to have something else other than the wick. And it must be that you don't need to have the wick disappear altogether. Even if it's just the wick. Like here, it's just the coal. It's still permissible to carry. The truth is, I don't know. You don't really need the mashbiach. You can read it like this: He's a member. Gabi Yicholim Afutzaseim Elish or Elishiyesh Besochel Shemen. That there's no more coal, or that there's oil in there. Obviously, it's not comparable. So says Mar Ami Avi Avo Ki Amtei. I resolved it. Kartim Shel Bosim Reba. Besides the charcoal, there's also incense, perfume in there. And therefore, Taka was a Bosses Davros Ramuter. The shovel had something equivalent to oil in it. What was that? The crystals of perfume. Okay? Of incense. Rabbi Barber Bechia B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Tarkus also the Tatlo. What's a Tarkus? It's a large trunk. Okay? It's which you put a lot of clothing. Now, Ori Rabbi Yami Mutter. Rabbi Yami said it's Mutter. The reason why it's also to carry, says the Pnei Moshe, is because of Mukta Machmas Chesron Kis. Seems like it's a large container. It's not a steamer trunk, which you carry, but it's rather like, more like, I guess, drawers, which you don't, an aron, which you know, a closet, which you don't usually carry from place to place. Okay? I don't know if I call Mukta Machmas Chesron Kis in this case, even though it's the same svar, it's because of its heaviness, but because it's heavy, so you don't normally move it. So that's the same thing as Mukta Machmas Chesron Kis. It's called Veil or Mokum. Okay? Mikan Veil, now, Rabbi Yirmiya Chami Lo Matathle goes Sidra Rabbah. Rabbi Yirmiya saw, Rabbi Yami said it's Mutter. Rabbi Yirmiya saw that they were carrying a big closet of this sort into the big base medrash. Sidra Rabbah is the big base medrash. The law of a mamcha biyotah, he didn't protest when they did it. So it must be that it's taka mutter because it's not like chesron kis, right? Chesron kis is very expensive. This is not very expensive, just very heavy. There's no such category of muktzah lemaisa.
But there's a certain amount of tirkah to carry this heavy thing. So isn't that your general
mutter? Tirkah is mutter, except in a certain case, later in Masechta we're going to talk about tirkah. But generally speaking, Tircha is not also on Shabbos. unless it's tircha and something which is mukta or not proper to move, but generally to be in tircha is mutter. Okay, says Gemara, the Beis Rabbi now is a new issue. Beis Rabbi Yani Amin ad sholosh kikise is out of left field. You have ladders, so ladder with three rungs is like a chair. It's like a sulam. From there on in, it's like a it's like a ladder. What's the difference? We'll see in a minute. Arm Rabbi Yisrael Rabbon, man the shore, he says you're allowed to move it like a chair, Krebi Shimon. It's like Krebi Shimon. The Tani, we learned, lo yigaro, dem samita vesa kise vesa safsa vesa kachadra, for it's not allowed to move a bed, a chair, a bench, or an easy chair, mneshua sechritz, because you're making a furrow in the ground. Krebi Shimon, mati, Krebi Shimon permits you to do so, because it's a dove shenim iskavi, you don't intend to make the furrow. So here too, when we say it's like a chair, you're allowed to move it, right? Rabbi Bava, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Chun, Rabbi Chaga, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yilo said, "Moni Chachon, Rabbi Shimon, Chachon, Ketzit, Rabbi Shimon, Bekisei Shiraglo, Meshukos, Petit." If you have a chair which legs are already stuck in the mud, then Mutzatavli allowed to pick them out of the mud, right? Because you're not doing it, not making any furrow there, you're just removing it. Kemad Etema Mutzatavlo. Just like you're allowed to pick it up, you're also allowed to put it back as well. That's also true. Rabbi Yisrael said, what are we talking about? The difference between three rungs and four rungs. What are we talking about? So, Rabbi Yisrael, Afana Namitina, Mutal Mishabbos, you can move them on Shabbos, right? Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Boon, Rabbi Shimon here. Rabbi Yisrael Boon said, this is talking about Kohen Rabbi Shimon. Alright, Rabbi Yisrael Boon, Masiso Amrake, which is that we have a mission like this. Kol Kaim Ein Nigroim B'Shabbos, Ein Nigroim, you can't drag any vessel, Chutz Mina Gola, the nation of Kovetians, except for a wagon, because it doesn't dig, it packs the dirt down under the wheel, so the same thing is true here as well. You're allowed to move anything which is not going to make a hole, and this smaller ladder is not going to make a hole. Rabbi Huna B'Shem, Rabbi said, Lin Shabbos Yisamaris. This distinction between three and four rung ladder is vis-a-vis Shabbos. You're allowed to drag and vest only three rungs, you're not allowed to drag and vest four rungs. Okay? Chizki B'Shem, the base Rabbi Yana said, Lin Chazokas Yisamaris. It's in terms of Chazoka. Interesting. Chazoka means if I put a ladder to my second floor at Dovecot in your backyard for 3 years, I get to have it forever. That's called Cheskas Tashmishin. So it's only if it's a four-rung ladder, because that's a ladder. A three-rung ladder is not considered to be a ladder. And therefore, it's like lawn furniture, and there's no chazoka for lawn furniture. No, there is such a thing. Yes, first break of Boba, so not the third. So, Chizkiah B'Shem, the Beis Rabbi Yana said, Lina Chazokas Yisamaris. Rabbi Yosef B'Shem, Rabbi Yana said, Lina Tumah Yisamaris. So, about Tumah, how many rungs have to be missing in order to be not considered to be a ladder? So, it has to be missing three or four rungs, depending on not to be considered to be a ladder. All right, you know, we'll stop here for now. It'll take about 10 minutes after tomorrow, we'll be able to finish the two blocks. We were talking about what the difference is between the three rung ladder and the four rung ladder. Okay, so two three rung ladders, it's like a chair. Now, after four rungs, it's no longer a chair. And the nafkamina here, the carbonator brings down is that when it has three rungs and it's like a chair, so then it's tamei moshav. Somebody sits in it as the din of a chair, right? So, you know, like, very often you have a step stool, which is like a chair. So if somebody, a zub sits in it, it's a tamei moshav. If it's more than three steps high, it's four steps high, so it's no longer considered to be a stool or a chair, it's considered to be actually a ladder. And a ladder is not metamei because of moshav.
Even though it has a base keyboard where someone can sit down.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's not considered to be a ladder. It's still considered to be beyond a ladder. Okay? Says more. Maybe it's made with a seat, and it obviously still retains the shape of a ladder. It's talking about all things being equal. It looks like a step ladder, not like a seat. So if it still has three rungs, it's still low enough to be considered a seat by its nature. If it has four rungs, it's no longer considered to be a seat by its nature. Okay? Rabbi Yaakov, we're 5 lines before the Mishnah now. Rabbi Yaakov bar Chanina, Rabbi Yossi b'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan said, getting back to way back when, Menorah Ketana Mutar L'Tavla. It's a small menorah, you're allowed to carry it. Below Klihu, of course, why not? It's a Kehli. Eating in your house is mukhan. Now, it might be klishim lachdu leser, but still a keli allowed to carry it, right, for the Torah gufa makoma. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Boon, what's the chiddush? So Rabbi Yitzchak, I'm going to tell you what the chiddush is. Tipater shalachay mo l'schora. They have a case where you designated it for the purpose of merchandising, for the purpose of sale. So I might say it's muktzah. Why? Because it was designated out. Not for your own purposes, but rather designated for the purpose of sale, right? So I might say since it's designated for commercial purposes, it's muktzah. The chiddush is that that's not enough to make it muktzah. Or another scenario, very interesting one, is where it came Friday afternoon, it came in the mail Friday afternoon, velo Shabbos b'nei klum, and you didn't hear about it before Shabbos. So I might say in that case it's not mukhan, right? Nonetheless, it's considered to be sufficiently mukhan, again, because we said it has to be, in order to be not mukhan, what it has to be is that the chinu b'yadayim, like grogros and simukim, like the dates and raisins, which you consciously, you know, shove aside. This, where you got a package in the mail Friday afternoon and didn't open it, so that's not considered to be dachin, that you cast it aside, and therefore you're allowed to carry it on Shabbos. That's a chiddush, that the small menorah is allowed to carry on Shabbos. Okay? Otherwise, it's taka no chiddush. Inherently, there's no chiddush in the small menorah, because as we said, it's like any other keli which you'd be allowed to carry. Nosim kli tachas ner l'kabel netzotzos was allowed to put a vessel under a candle in order to receive sparks. Now, the sparks are sparks of flaming oil, globs of flaming oil. Okay? You're allowed to put a vessel there. You should not put water in there because it's going to extinguish the sparks. Now, here's a couple of typos here in the Gemara. The next word is a mistake. Here it says you're allowed to put a vessel under the candle. L'kabel nitzotzos, in order to receive the sparks. It's not allowed to put water in order to extinguish. Yet elsewhere we say ein. There's a word missing. It should be ein nosnim kli tachas aner. Right? So you're not allowed to. So how do we reconcile the two different statements? Says Lamar, kanchi yesh lo tzorach b'shemen, kanchi ein lo tzorach b'nitzotzos. Depends whether you need the oil or you don't need the nitzotzos, which is the oil as well. I mean, if you need it, so it's bad. Why? Because this oil is muktzah. So it's the oil was where in Erev Shabbos? In a candle, right? So therefore, if you want to collect the oil in the vessel, and you then, to put it there, you're being mevato kli mehechono, right? You can, negating the purpose of the vessel on Shabbos, take a perfectly good vessel, putting it under candles, right, where it's going to drip, where oil is going to drip down, which is muktzah, then you won't be allowed to move the keli, because the keli becomes a base or an osur thing. That's also doing on Shabbos. If you don't need the oil, so the oil is just a nuisance to you, so in that case, the oil, even after the vessel collects oil, you'll still be allowed to move it, right, because you're not mevatel it, you don't negate its significance vis-a-vis the oil. So therefore, in that case, you'd be allowed to put it underneath of the oil on Shabbos.
Is it a mios, though?
What?
Is it a mios?
No. Talk about where it's not a kli cheres. Well, either a mios candle is a kli cheres, where it was used constantly, consistently for several weeks for that. Not a one-time job. I don't think that makes it the most. Water because you're extinguishing. Rabbi Shmuel B'Shem Rabbi Zira said to Rabbi Yossi, this is like Rabbi Yossi. What Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi holds later on. He holds later on in the Masechta. You're not allowed to fill. If you have a fire which you don't want to spray, you're not allowed to fill vessels which will burst in the heat with water in order that the water should gush out and extinguish the fire. So even though it's indirect, so here too you're not allowed to do it either. It's like Rabbi Yossi, like Rabbanan over there, it'd be mutter. Says Gemara. Now the dalet is a mistake. Should be Rabbi Yossi, and this is not the same Rabbi Yossi, because in the Yerushalmi there's an Amora by the name of Rabbi Yossi. Mm-hmm. So Rabbi Yossi, the Amora, said, Havinan Savri Meimar, we want to say perhaps Ma Pligin Raimeir Rabbanon, where Rabban Raimeir argue on Rabbi Yossi, Bishosa Mechitza Shel Kalin, where you make a wall of vessels. In other words, even Raimeir and Rabbanon who argue Rabbi Yossi over there, would not let you put water down right next to the fire. All they let you do is put vessels filled with water which will burst when the heat gets them. So it's indirect, but not direct, right? However, If you made a wall of water itself, low, that's no good. But min matamar Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Zira, that Rabbi Shmuel said name Rabbi Zira, dear Rabbi Yosi, that our Mishnah, which forbids putting the water in the vessel to catch the oil, is only like Rabbi Yosi. So Hadam Ra Afilu Asa Mechitza Shemayim Yimachlokas, that teaches us that even where the wall is made out of water, the same machlokas applies. Because we're saying that our Mishnah, when you're making the wall out of water, is only Rabbi Yosi, which sounds like Rabbanon would agree. Rabbanon would disagree and say that if you made the wall out of even directly out of water, which in effect would be the case if you put a water in a vessel which is catching the oil, right? So that would be mutter as well. So therefore, the machlokas Rabbi Yosi Rabbanon must not just be by kalim which you fill with water, but even where you have the water in standing in and of itself next to the fire. In that case, Rabbi Yosi disallows that, and Rabbanan do allow you to put the water next to the fire, and the fire will go out when it reaches the water. Okay? I forget the way you pronounce it. All right. Hajl Akira, new parak. Bameh toimdin, uvameh ein toimdin. And what can you insulate and what may you not insulate? So you're not allowed to be insulated with the Dov Ram. Is it Favo, something which adds heat? Loba Gevets, not with the sesame peat. Loba Zevel, not in fertilizer. Loba Melach, not in... salt, v'loba seed, not in plaster, v'loba chol, or lime, to be more specific, v'loba chol, not in sand, bein lachem innovation, all these substances, whether they are moist or dry, are forbidden. V'loba tevin, not in straw, v'loba mukin, not in pieces of cloth, v'loba zugin, I forgot what zugin are, grapes, v'zman shein lachem, when they are moist. Avotoyim v'em k'shein innovation, but all these substances are used when they're dry. Tobi Ksus was allowed to put it into actual clothing, the perus and in fruit, uvakanfa yoina in dove wings, uvanorishal pishton and in fine ground flax or linen, uvanorishal haroshim in splinters from a woodsmith, daka if it's thin. Rabbi Yosi Yosef Dakar says he's not allowed to use it if it's thin consistency. Ma'ati Bagasi allowed to use thick sawdust, not fine sawdust. Now, why are all the things in the ratio officer? Lefishad volume alolu roischim, because they boil. Umartich, and they cause to boil. Vunotlod. Now, in Bavli, it goes on to say, therefore you might come to rake coals. They'll let you do atmana, insulated in something which adds heat, so you might come to rake coals. Not the Ushami. Says Ushami, so what's going to happen since they provide heat? So they're going to get too hot. Vunotlod. And you're going to take the pot in your hot, so it cools down a bit. Veintoshim, and then they all fall in on themselves. Veintoshim l'tzoch yodo. Toshim l'tzoch yodo, they crumble into his hands. Umagziron, then you're going to put it back. You're going to put then when your pot cools down, but you're going to put it back. Umagziron veimosim l'tzoch, going to put the pot back in order to get hot again. At that point, what are you doing? You're moving muktza. What muktza are you moving? What muktzah are you going to move?
The coals.
The coals, right. In other words, since the reason why now I have to do atmana on this stuff is because since they get hot, they add heat, your pot might get too hot, it might burn. So you're going to take it out and then want to put it back later on. But by the time you want to put it back later on, maybe the place where the pot was sitting no longer exists because all the stuff slipped and slid into where the depression was. And then you're going to start moving it back into place. That's no good, right? Because at that point, you're moving the stuff which is forbidden to move on Shabbos, okay? Not allowed to move the way the Ritbaz pointed out on the bottom, it's not because of moving Muktzah, but rather because that's like doing a new Atmana on Shabbos. Whatever way you look at it, it's going to be gzera. That's the bottom line I'm trying to express here. It's either gzera that you might come to move muktzah, which in and of itself is gzera, or it's gzera you might come to do atmana on Shabbos, which in and of itself is gzera the rabbanon, right? But the iser but atmana b'davar moisif evel is an indirect one. Not that because you might come to rake coals, but because you might come to put it back, which might lead you to something else to do fresh atmana on Shabbos or to move muktzah. So by definition, it's going to be gzera. Like Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, the Rabbi Lezer, kupa matal tida v'noito. If you want to move something out of a basket, you put it on its side and take it out so that later on you'll be able to put it back in. This is talking about even where it's a davar she'eino mosif hevel. When you take the pot out, you have to put it out sideways to make sure you don't lose your indentation. U'grabbanan the tamun, and like Rabbanan Bavel, dinun amrin, they say, im oisa yura mutter. If you use the davar mosif hevel, but you didn't put it directly on the pot, you put a casing around the pot, right? A yura means like a pot around the pot. So then, things are not going to fall down, right? Your atmana will remain intact, even if you move it. So in that case, it's mutter. Only in the case where we're afraid everything is going to slip, slide down, that's where we have a problem. Okay? But Thomas Ninan, and there we learned, Savik Hashaycha, Savik Lo Hashaycha, when you're allowed to do atmana, only if it's still a question if it's nightfall or not. Mim Neshul Lo Hashaycha, it's not yet dark. But once it's dark, it's also do atmana, right? So therefore, in this case here, where we don't allow you to take out lest you come to do a new atmana. Why taking out to atmana on Shabbos? And this, what's the difference? You're only preserving heat, right? So Taman Armin in Eretz Yisrael, they said, in Bavel they said, minei pitul beis hamedrash, because if you let people go attend to their needs on Shabbos. So instead of going to your shir Friday night, they're going to start doing their atmana. So we don't like that, right? Amar Rabbi Abba, different reason. Yivnei hachashat, because of suspicion. Shim oimer lo shum mutar afu enu osa so kol tzorka mi bod yom. We suspect if he'll just put it off, stam. What's the nafkin between the two reasons? Midosha termi lo shum osa, what's the tell mitzosar? Afu enu osa kol tzorka mi bod yom, he'd make sure to take care of it all during the day. What's in between the two reasons? Litmon shelig v'tzoynein. If you want to do atman on something cold, al daited Rabbi Ba, according to Rabbi Ba, it's permissible, right? Because people are not going to say, Rabbi Ba is afraid of chashad. It's really Maris Ayin issue. People are going to see you doing atman, and people are going to say, oh, you're allowed to cook on Shabbos, or this guy might have cooked on Shabbos. So that's and put off the stuff till Shabbos, right? So that's only also if you're going to be matmin something hot, because then people say, oh, what's going on? Maybe he did some stuff on Shabbos proper. Maybe allowed to do stuff on Shabbos proper. But if it's cold, that's not relevant, because to preserve the cold of something, right? So obviously nobody's going to think that you can come to cook on Shabbos. However, al daiti to Rabbanan de Tamon Asur, according to the rabbis over there in Bavel, it's also why, because if you do atmana on Shabbos, right, even being matmin something cold, so you're going to be bittul beis hamedrash. So you wouldn't be allowed to insulate something cold on Shabbos either. L'maisa we pass, of course, insulating something cold is mutter on Shabbos, only insulating hot. But here there was a svara in Bavel that even cold things should be also insulated on Shabbos, unless you come to involve yourself in insulation as opposed to in Talmud Torah. We will stop here for this evening.
Times have changed. That was the only reason why someone would be
involved. Yeah, because they're too involved doing atmana.